Some big title games this weekend in the NFL, and they're both rematches of the regular season games, and the teams that won those games are underdogs. The 49ers and Bengals went a combined 3-0 against the Rams and Chiefs, but neither team is favored to win this week. And after last weekend's divisional games, in terms of excitement, each game got a little bit better than the one before. So we're going to have a big discussion here on the football picks. We had a lot of fun with Lee Goldberg a few weeks back, and he's joining us again for our picks. I was one of the lucky ones who got to work alongside Lee when he was the sports director at WCSH in Portland, Maine. He is now the full-time morning anchor there. Lee, are you in favor of the underdogs this weekend?
Oh, well, so there's your heart and then there's your head, Corey. and mine are split right now.
I'm hearing that a lot.
Yeah, something you said earlier, though, about letting down. Let's just be clear so that nobody has to wake up Monday and be disappointed. And so, excuse me for all the children noise you'll hear in the background. There's no way to top last weekend. There's nothing that can happen this weekend that will top last weekend.
Every single game got better. It was
There were four games that ended on the final play of the game. I mean, that's never happened before in the history of the NFL playoffs, and it's not going to happen this weekend. I mean, it's just that what happened last weekend was Roger Goodell must have just like gone, oh my gosh, we are printing money right now, because that was like the best thing that ever could have happened. And it was fantastic. It was great. It's never been done before. Probably never going to happen again. So this weekend, no less exciting, and certainly the stakes are a lot higher. Having been to seven Super Bowls, covering the Patriots, there's nothing like the Super Bowl. So there's a lot on the line. The Rams have a really unique opportunity. They're going to get a chance to host a game where if they win, they'll also be home for the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is in Los Angeles this year. So that had never happened before either in the NFL until last year, when Tampa became the first team to do it. And now there's a chance where 2 years in a row, the team that's hosting the Super Bowl also makes the Super Bowl, which would be kind of weird since that had never happened before. So I'm excited. I want the Bengals to win and I want the Niners to win. They're much better stories. I love what Cincinnati's doing. They're going to be around for a while. The core of that team is under 25 years old. They're just super fun to watch. They're a great story. They're the ultimate underdog. I just don't think they can beat Kansas City with this much at stake. And I love the 49ers. I love what they're doing. And I just don't think they can beat the Rams with what's at stake. So there you go. My heart's in one place and my head's in the other.
I mean, the underdogs this weekend, both of them played on Saturday last weekend. They have that one extra day. Do you think that's going to help either team?
No, because they do that on purpose. Well, I guess they wouldn't have done it on purpose because they didn't know who won. But they gave the bye teams, those teams didn't play the week before, they gave them the extra day. So like Green Bay, and Tennessee played on Saturday, right? So they went a day earlier. They got the week off before. So they played on the same day. So I don't think there's any advantage for either team. It's just that they, what buddy? They were on the same day. So.
Okay. So let's break down. We're going to bring everybody into this conversation here. So let's begin with game one, Cincinnati at Kansas City. What are you thinking?
3 p.m. on CBS this Sunday, Championship Sunday, and on Paramount Plus as well. Cincinnati Bengals, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, Corey, are trying to get to the Super Bowl for the third year in a row.
So the one thing about rematches with this game is that it usually doesn't work out so well for the team that lost the first game, at least when it's a regular season rematch. Do you think this will be different in this conference title game with KC and Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean, how do you pick against Cincinnati? Because, they weren't, air quote, really well, I guess they were kind of supposed to win the first game. They really weren't supposed to win last week, going into the one seed that had a bye week that was getting their star running back. So how do you pick against those guys? They've defied the odds so far twice. But Kansas City is just another level when it comes to skill and talent, and they showed that. They've showed perseverance. They showed they can come from behind. They showed, the way they won that game against Buffalo, which was, maddening if you're a Bills fan, just kind of almost gave you that feeling like, Kansas City, they just got something this year. They got a little something. And so does Cincinnati, and so does San Francisco, and so do the Rams. So it's really a unique situation where all four of these teams were really on the ropes at one point in the season. I mean, the 49ers, they had to win regular season games just to get in the playoffs, including winning in the final week against the Rams. If they had lost that regular season game, they don't even get in the playoffs. And now here they are playing the Rams again with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. So the storylines are great. You know, the Niners have beaten the Rams twice this year already, so now they're trying to do it for a third time.
I mean, it's pretty cool that this title game is being played at the same stadium as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I think the Rams actually will. I mean, how do you lose a home game with a chance to go to the Super Bowl where you get to play a Super Bowl at home? Like, I just think it's not likely that that's going to happen. I'm going to be staring at my TV, watching every single play, screaming for the 49ers, and I'll be screaming for the Bengals. But I think we get a Kansas City Rams Super Bowl. And if you remember the regular season game between Kansas City and the Rams, if that happens again in the Super Bowl, everybody wins. Because that game in the regular season was unbelievable. It was like a video game. Where everyone was just like score, and I would love to see that rematch, but my heart will definitely be with Cincy and San Fran.
There's no way that, again, these are home teams. Don't forget that. Kansas City at home. This is one of the toughest places to play in. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I don't think it's going to be close. I think the Bengals will be caught in the moment, and they're a couple of years away, but I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl for the LA Rams. It's so tough to put away a team three times in a row. And I think this time, the Rams overcome it. We're going to have Rams-Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I concur with J-Dog, and I think Kansas City is going to win the whole shebang. And I have a different way I got to this.
Okay.
I got to this because I don't really care at this point because my team's not in it. Mm-hmm. And I really follow the Patriots, not the rest. But so I went with something different, and that is that Kansas City, where I have been, has awesome barbecue. Cincinnati is not known for their food at all.
Chili. Cincinnati chili.
It's like,
this
come
is
on.
How you came up with your
yes.
decisions. Okay.
San Francisco puts sprouts and things like that nonsense in places it doesn't belong in all their dishes. And L.A. is just foofy. So I like good old Kansas City barbecue, so I'm going with the Chiefs are going to win the entire Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you can discount Corey's strategy here. We have a postseason fantasy league. There are 25 people in it, and my wife is one of them. 24 people sat there with spreadsheets and odds and stats, and they went through everything. And my wife went with who had the cutest players and what cities would she like to visit. She's in front.
Hey, Lee, thank you so much for joining us. We're running out of time. We'll grab you next week. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bye.
Have a good one. Thanks, guys.